Morning, well, Paul, Beth, and we're married. We've got five children, and it's a full-time job in itself. Thank you for the opportunity of coming along to speak to you. We go to a larger church in the morning, and in the afternoon or evening, whichever time of the year it is, we go to a smaller chapel where there can be anything from 6 to 15. So it's lovely to be with you folk and see such a, well, to me, a great crowd. We would like to really thank you for the way you support the Gideons. I mean, because that was quite amazing. There's testimonies there. And we go into schools, and obviously you can't connect with the kids on a one-to-one basis, but you are able to hand out testaments to them. You don't know what effect that testimony is going to have on their lives. You just leave it to the Lord. So I just want to read a couple of verses. I need my notes because it's Isaiah 55, 9 to 11. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it, without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. And so we take great joy and thanks that although we can do nothing of ourselves, the work we're connected to, as we hand out these Bibles, we just leave it to God. And there are some amazing testimonies, and obviously that's only a few that we hear about. I suppose that the last thing a young person that would be on a young person's wish list would be a copy of the New Testament. So how do we connect with these folk? You know, there's so much going on for young folk these days, so many not necessarily distractions, but things for them to do, and the Bible is pushed to the back. But Bev's going to just say a few words.
That Paul's already said, but I'm going to repeat.
I'm okay.
Well, as Chloe said, it's our responsibility, or Paul's responsibility, to sort out schools. I do the checking of the spellings once he sends emails. We arrange the visits in the local area to the schools, and that means that we go in and get volunteers. David, to come in and do talks for us to the children. And as Paul says, how do you connect with youngsters these days that perhaps have no Christian input or very little Christian input, who are very worldly wise, far more than us, and it's no easy task with a PC, you know, political correctness these days. But we've had some excellent members, as I say, who go in and do the talks. A couple that I can say, I'm not sure, Clive, is it GPS that you talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and how we find our way around, and how by using the New Testament we find our way around God's Word. And another gentleman uses the miner's lamp and talks about the light of the world. We're then privileged to be able to give out or to offer the New Testaments to the youngsters, knowing that it's possibly the only time they'll ever be offered a New Testament. Over the last few weeks we've been into Kings Hill School and Deer Park School in Cirencester. We've been to Chipping Camden, Winchcombe and Pitfall School, and we've had really good responses with nearly all the pupils accepting the New Testament. Obviously we can't say you must take, we would like to say that, but we have to be very careful. We've built up really good relationships with the teachers and staff, and they're all very supportive, and lots of them say about still having their New Testaments from when they were in school. Things that we put down, like a teacher emailed us to say after we'd left, she found the pupils sat in the cloakrooms reading their New Testaments, which was really encouraging. Another said a pupil had asked for a Bible, and the teacher had told him that later on that day the Gideons were coming in, so he would receive a Bible from them. One of our members was heckled once, which was quite a shock to us. but he handled it very well. And the best part was, even though he was heckled and these young lads walked out, didn't want anything to do with it whatsoever, they returned a few minutes later to quietly ask for a New Testament to take, which was really good. Another was given a New Testament since has been baptised and is studying to be a doctor. These are just a few of the things that we hear about. One teacher, especially in one of the schools, actively encourages the pupils to take the Bible, and she also encourages them to go to Christian Union, but she says, do read the New Testament and the Bible, because it was a life-changing experience for her, and she knows it could be for them, which is really encouraging. That's my bit done. You were going to give anything else?
Well, this week, one of the talks, we used the youth pastor from Sion Sister Baptist Church. Now, they're very involved in the two, well, not just the two high schools, in the primary schools as well, aren't they? And so he's got a good following. It's wonderful. They call him Mr. Bob, and he goes in. And he started off, which I thought was good, and he said, right, I'd like to ask you folks, help me out on this one.
To give a word to describe Bible.
That's right, to give a word to describe the Bible. So, because we thought, well, what are we going to get here? And so one lad right at the back shouts out, boring. I thought, oh dear. But he said, that's good, that's just what I wanted, he said. He said, that's just what I thought when I was your age. And then he went on to present the gospel as much as we dare in schools these days. But the great thing is that we're welcomed into schools in the majority of cases. And yes, you can tell that possibly some of the teachers are not too happy with it. But there they are, that these youngsters are given a New Testament, and it's amazing that not immediately, but at some stage in their life, that due to different circumstances, they will pick that New Testament up, and the Word of God will become alive, and the Holy Spirit will work in their lives. And so it is a wonderful work. It's a work that is possibly not not one that everybody wants to do. It hasn't perhaps got the excitement that some other Christian work has, but it's very, very necessary. And I think in this country we're so fortunate to be able to go into schools. But last year we were slightly disappointed because there were three schools we didn't get into. You did ring them up and, you know, ask why. And we had good response. They said, no, there was no problem there. They're looking forward to seeing us this year. Still haven't heard from them yet. So if you could pray for those schools, that would be good. I mean, it's Bournside,
Chosen Hill.
Churchdown.
And
Farmalls in Fairford. So that's four of them. Now, each of those schools have really good relationships with, but for some reason... But often, because of the year ahead, if they're not sympathetic to the Christian cause, then possibly they think... I mean, we did email one school last year, and we had an email back. Whoever are these folks, never heard of them. And so, you know, some teachers don't know what the work of the Gideons is. But that's our story. There is one other thing. Just very quickly, one of them... most amazing testimonies, and amazing in the fact that it was because this particular person wasn't handed the testament. At a school, they were handing out testaments, and a person just threw the testament into the side of the road, and a young girl who happened to be a Muslim was coming along, picked it up, took it home, hid it, and she read it for some time, eventually becoming a Christian. And as a result of that, the whole family gave their lives to Christ, and they were a committed family serving the Lord. That's just one. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support more than anything, because that means a lot to us. God bless you.
Thank you very much.